Let's take a look at finance now, and that superstorm is taking a heavy toll on business. The New York Stock Exchange remains closed, but it is reopening tomorrow, US time.
It's the first time weather has shut the exchange for two consecutive days since way back in 1888. The storm's damage bill is expected to top $20 billion.
Well, it's good news for Star Wars fans. Disney Studios has bought Lucasfilms for just over $4 billion. It says it plans to add three more films to the Star Wars franchise. The first one will be released in 2015.
The Swiss bank UBS is slashing 10,000 jobs worldwide as it tries to cut costs. The bank has posted a third quarter loss of $2 billion.
The jobs will go over the next 3 years and amount to 16% of its current workforce. Some analysts are predicting other banks are likely to do the same.
All right, the markets now, and trading was, of course, suspended for a second straight day on Wall Street. Operations were open, though, in London overnight. The FTSE shed 55 points. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $86 a barrel. Tapas crude's at $114 a barrel. And you can pick up an ounce of gold for $1,710. The Australian dollar is buying 104 US cents, 80 euro cents, and also 64 pence sterling.